Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I chose that song, Abide With Me. I think it might have been played when the Titanic was going down. And it's usually a lament for when we lose lives. And every day, planned slaughterhood kills 3,000 American babies. 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 750 Latino niños, 700 Latino niños, for a total of 3,000 every day. They do that in a fetal heartbeat. And they get paid by the government. And guess who pays the government? So you're involved. You're an accomplice to murder. Because you're financing it. And you're not going to get off the hook on Judgment Day. And neither am I. Because I'm doing the same thing you're doing. The only difference is I know I'm on the hook. Do you know if you're on the hook? My topic tonight is we're going to steal the thunder from the communists. The communists went and they played a real murderous game, killing children. They didn't call it killing children. They called it a woman's right to choose. That sounds so much more tender than hacking a child for blood money. So I said, listen, if the communists can make this a woman's issue, why can't we make it a children's issue? So the Democrats claim there's a war against women. How about us Tea Party aficionados call it a war against children? Now, if a woman, a full-grown woman, goes into an abortion clinic and has an abortion, everybody feels sorry for her. Oh, poor thing, she couldn't afford the baby, or for whatever reason she had an abortion. But there's nobody feeling sorry for the kid that just got thrown in the bucket to be dissected later for cash. Because now we've come to learn that it's not about a woman's right to choose. It's about selling spare parts. So, having said that, I'll give you a little recital. The Democrat war against children. If Republicans have a war against women, the Democrats have a war against children. And the term that I'm going to use is POW. Did you ever see the black flag that remembers the POWs that John McCain left in Nam? Oh, you don't know about that. That the Democrats left in Nam? That the Republicans left in Nam? Because they wanted to get out of there? And what's a few hundred Americans to accomplish the mission? With no risk of life and limb. Well, that's what that flag is for. It's to remember the MIAs. Do you know how many MIAs there were in World War II? 77,000. Some people say that some of those American soldiers ended up in Russian gulags, and they were used for experiments. Oh, not by the communists. They would never do that. They're for the people. Look at Fidel Castro. Look how he looked out for his people. Yeah, they're eating still life paintings, and a Cuban fantasy is a banana. But not to worry, because the head communist of the United States is going to refinance communism in Cuba. We'll get into that in a little while. Let me continue with the war, the Democrat war against children. POW is the prisoner of the womb, a completely innocent child on death row. What is the sentence? He could be getting 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, couple of weeks. He could be getting 8 months. He could have his head bayoneted before he exits the Freedom Canal. That's what they call a partial birth abortion. The kid almost sees daylight, and they snuff him. But now we learn that the Democrats, in order to keep the stock in Planned Parenthood rising, will reposition the baby in the womb so as to have access to the parts that they're going to sell, the liver, the heart. They probably do brains. But I think they probably do the brain. Yeah, I don't know how they do the brain. If they crush the skull and then just take the brain, or they carefully crush the skull, or do they cut the skull open and then and take the brain before? Meanwhile, this child is alive. These children are all alive while the Democrats take the prime parts. Did you ever go into a butcher shop and they got a picture of a cow and they got the they got the dotted lines that show the filet mignon, and they show the roast beef. They show the porterhouse steak. You ever see that in a butcher shop? They got the same thing in a chop shop. and they got dollar signs on the kidney, on the liver, on the lungs, on the brain, on the flesh. These are all parts that are being sold. And meanwhile, this poor girl is going in there. She's got a problem. The guy that told her he loved her no longer loves her, and she can't afford the baby. So she goes into a Democrat chop shop, and they sympathize with her. They hold her hand, and then they put her up in the stirrups, and they extract the child, and then they send her home. Go now. We've done a service for mankind. And your baby's parts may be donated for research. And we're going to make $30,000 on the brain. We're going to make $24,000 on the liver. They're not telling that to that girl. That girl's going home depressed. She's could be suicidal. She suffers from weeping syndrome, where from time to time she just may get hysterical and break out in tears. And no, what's the matter with Mary? I don't know. She acts funny sometimes. Yes, everything, every action has a reaction. And every decision has a consequence. So, what is wrong with the tiptoe rhinos? The Party de la Muerte has declared la guerra on niños. And the rhinos who control the Congress, oh, when they get in, they're going to control, that we're going to get our country back. What are they doing? I call them cavemen because they cave to everything. So what's wrong with the tiptoe rhinos? They're just hoping to be discovered at election time. They don't want to know nothing. They're the look away party. They took the line from Dixie, look away, look away. That's what they did. By the way, the tune Dixie was written in a New York hotel by an Irishman. That's the Southern Confederate tune. God bless those Confederate veterans who put their lives on the line for what they believed in. They had more courage than the people of today. Outnumbered 3-1, they stood with their neighbors, and they didn't own slaves. 6% of the Confederacy owned slaves, and 3% of the 6% owned the most. And the average Confederate was a sharecropper who didn't even own the land, but he had a neighbor next door, and his neighbor was going to fight for states' rights. And he said, this is my neighbor, I'm going with him. And his neighbor went with him. And 6 states have stood up against the Union, outnumbered 3-1. And that Confederate flag belongs in a place of honor to honor veterans who fought for what they believed in. It has nothing to do with slavery. It is not the symbol of slavery. It's the symbol of Southern pride and independence. The communists tell you what slavery because they have a better plan for slavery than the one we had. And right now, there's 2 types of slaves in the United States. There's drug slaves and there are tax slaves. And a lot of people fit into that category. And there's more slaves today in the United States than was in the entire South. And black people own slaves in the South, too. The third largest slaveholder in Louisiana was black. So, let's get back to saving the kids. The flag burner party of death to all God's children for spare parts profits and pretends to care about women and makes it their party platform. They convince a mom in trouble she can't afford that child. Then they raid her womb for spare parts that they sell for $24,000. The mother goes home feeling guilty, possibly suffering depression and weeping syndrome, plans slaughterhood, pockets Lamborghini money as if they was eating lettuce. In this murder debate, men are the biggest jerks. They are told it is none of their business but out. They are half the equation. The word fetus is passé. It doesn't work anymore. We now know it's equivalent to the final solution, was the phrase the Nazis used. Junior and cis replace passé, and junior and cis are for real. If Larceny enters into this voodoo ritual, it won't be long before lawyers and guys who wouldn't give you cab fare to the chop shop will be demanding 50% of the profits. Once they see the prices of baby parts that get donated to the party of death, the government that used to pay for scalps now pays by the head. Not only are children being murdered in the womb by the Democrat Party, they're also being murdered in the mind and being denied vouchers for a communist, a free education. Let me reach for a tune and I'll set up to read the rest of the story.
An Irish boy was leaving his own native home, crossing the broad Atlantic. Once more he wished to roam, and as he was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, she threw her arms around his waist, and these are the words she said. A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, for you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
Okay, we're back. Let me continue this story, then I'll give you another tune. Another divide and conquer tactic by the Democrats. Look, I got to tell you something. Never look at what the Democrats want you to see. Look at what they're trying to hide. Look for what they're trying to hide. The communist media and the Democrat Party of Death have us all looking for Cecil the Lion, who was beheaded, the father of eight cubs who are going to be destroyed by the new father. And they make you feel bad because Cecil was a good lion and he was beheaded. 4,700 American babies are beheaded every day in the United States. And now we learn that they sell the heads, they sell the legs, they sell the feet. And these mothers think that they're coming up with the government pays $300 a head to kill a kid, and then Planned Slaughterhood and their competition sells the body parts. So never look at what the Democrats are pointing you at. Look at what they're covering up. Another divide and conquer tactic is to blame guns for crime, but never blame drugs, the cause of the crime. There have always been poor neighborhoods. I grew up in a poor neighborhood before drugs. Can you believe that? Before drugs. I can remember marijuana making its way uptown from 125th Street to 137th Street to 155th Street, 175th Street. It walked its way to the end of Manhattan Island. I was in neighborhoods before marijuana got there. And now, forget about it. Forget about it. And this Democrat Party, they want everybody smoking weed for two reasons. It's easy to control a doper, and two, they're going to tax it and make money on it. And then when you go to rehab, they're going to make money on that too, because the government now controls medicine. Yep, government is too big. The smaller the government, the safer the people. The government was created to do about three jobs. And now they've turned around and they're the biggest employer in the nation. They're the biggest business in the nation. And they even have unions against the people. Yeah. You're a federal employee and you're in a union? Who are you striking against? I'm striking against the people. They're oppressing us. It's unbelievable, man. You couldn't make this shit up. Okay. So they blame the guns, but they never blame drugs. My friends, we got a big drug problem. You heard that Puerto Rico, one out of six Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico is a heroin addict. That's what they're doing. They're going, everybody's going to heroin for the price, and you don't recover from heroin. My guess is one out of five Americans is a junkie in some way, shape, or form. And pills, the Oxycontins and all of those pills, forget about it, man. I live in a neighborhood now where it is the number one source of joy. It is really sad. And you won't see bales of marijuana coming over. You're going to see a guy carrying a few pills. It's easier to swim the Rio Grande. And there'll be factories going up in Mexico as well as factories in Cuba. Obama is opening up a new drug route into the United States with this bailout of communist Cuba. Okay. So another divide and conquer tactic is to blame guns for crime, but never blame drugs, the cause of the crime. There have always been poor neighborhoods across the country, and people work their way out of them. The party that wants to legalize all drugs and pretending to start with weed wants the tax money to grow the government that they control. A ghetto is a poor neighborhood that once was drug-free. 90% of all crime is drug-related. Drug addiction leads to pregnancy, and that leads to the Democrat chop shop. I once asked a cop who serves warrants, and he's pretty savvy, and he's been in the drug game for a long time. I said, if there were no drugs, what would you guys be doing? He said, heart attacks. That's it. He'd be Maytag repairmen. Unbelievable. I got to tell you, I grew up in a community, a 20-block community in New York City. In that 20-block community, from the east side to the west side, there were no gates. There were no burglar alarms. People had their doors open in the summertime because they had no AC. People were safer than they are today. And God forbid you leave your kid in the car and turn your back on them for 5 minutes. You kiss them goodbye. That's why they got what we can now call today helicopter moms, because these moms know the minute they take their eye off their child, it could be a major catastrophe. It's really sad. It is really sad. If you want to do karate classes or self-defense classes, you should practice in a kitchen or in a supermarket. We're out in a parking lot. It is really sad, man. We're in trouble. We're wide open. We're in trouble. Okay. So drug addiction leads to pregnancy, and that leads to the Democrat chop shop. When our founding fathers called for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that included the seed that grows. For a Supreme Court to declare you can kill a child at any stage is spitting in God's face. When they said all men are created equal, they included those being formed in God's sanctuary. When a pregnant woman is murdered, the criminal is charged with one murder only. The child in the womb does not count, according to the government. On 9/11, 200 pro-life babies died with their pro-life mothers at the World Trade Center. The mother's name is on the memorial, but the child is not. Yet the child and the mother went to heaven together. The reason God makes babies, puppies, kittens, colts, etc., so beautiful, it makes it hard to kill them. When in combat, men dying on the battlefield cry, "Mommy." Do you think that even though we can't hear them as they are being pulled apart before being murdered, remember, they're pulling them apart live to get the best and the latest baby parts, freshest baby parts, before they kill the child. The child expires from the torture. And when they're being pulled apart, do you think they cry, "Mommy"? After all, they say that a child in the womb recognizes its mother's voice. As these experts can tell you when life begins, but not one can tell you when the soul arrives to join the body being formed. When did Jesus begin his life in Mary? John the Baptist jumped in the womb, in the presence of Jesus in Mary's womb when she visited her cousin. I think it was her cousin. The Democrat Party never breaks ranks, be it flag burning or baby killing or selling dope for taxes, be it opening new drug routes from Cuba or refinancing communism. When it is turning Gitmo into a Soviet Chinese Iranian naval missile base, whether it is smuggling slaves over the border who cannot be traced, Obama is a coyote. And you know what? Everybody buys the soft soap cell. Yes, Iran won't be able to have nukes now for 8 years. I got news for you. They got two already. They're waiting to get 200. How do you know that? How do you know they're not? Well, we have intelligence. Show me your intelligence. Show it to me. Where was it in 93 when a guy drove a van full of explosives into the garage at the World Trade Center, hoping to collapse the World Trade Center and it would topple on other buildings like dominoes? Where was the intelligence? Where was the intelligence on 911 when an Air Force scrambler answered a 911 call from a Delta Airlines or American Airlines and said we're being hijacked and the planes are heading towards the World Trade Center? And he said, "Is this a drill?" Yeah, we were ready. We're never ready. That's the sad look at Hillary Clinton and Benghazi and left those guys to die there. Don't you want to know who said somebody had to say hang up the phone? Don't you want to know who said hang up the phone? Don't you want to know who said stand down? Don't you want to know who told that army a general he was relieved to turn his phone over to a second in command? Don't you want to know the guys that were wounded that were forced to sign NCNDs, threatening them to be sued if they released any information and imprisoned? Don't you want to know the guys who had their names changed and switched out to other hospitals so the press couldn't find them? Don't you want to know that? Don't you care? Or is the military same as a fetus? I hate that effing word. That's, to me, a fetus, that's like Dr. Mengele saying, "We have the final solution. We're not killing children, we're killing fetuses." All these experts can tell you when life begins, but no one can tell you when the soul joins the body. I can tell you when life begins, when the egg is penetrated by the sperm, and I believe the soul is right there where the catch is mitt. And that's three Liberty Bells straight across. That's jackpot. Planned Slaughterhood. By 5 p.m. tonight, we'll have murdered for cash 3,000 babies, 1,200 white, 1,100 black. And you know, Planned Slaughterhood was founded by Margaret Sanger, who believed that blacks shouldn't be allowed to have babies. Did you know that? And 700 Latino Ninos, 1,200,000 babies a year are shredded for cash, bigger than gun crime. Do you know that some of these fetuses are used to heat hospitals? Did you know that Canada sends their fetuses down to Oregon to be burned in crematoriums in Oregon that use the babies for heat? Attention, Catholic Church Cardinals. If your 501c status prevents you from telling God's truth, pluck it out. I did a three church survey, and no one mentioned abortion. Now, more than ever, Americans should rally that have been beaten back on the abortion issue. Now that it's becoming obvious, it's all about cash for flesh. Now is the time to put an end to this sinister evil. But nobody mentioned abortion in church. That has to be a policy. Is that you, Dolan? Viva El Trumpo. I don't think Dolan likes El Trumpo. I could be wrong. I could be jumping to Catholic conclusions. So, Viva El Trumpo and Viva Cristo Rey. Every American taxpayer has the blood of the innocent on their hands. How sad, in this modern day and age, less than half the country cares. And what did Jesus say? What you do to the least of my people, you do unto me. We're in trouble. If you want to see a pro-life video, don't let the kids see it. It's called on YouTube, Save the Kids, Abu Tam.
Behold the cross on which was hung, life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary. Upon his cheek and his pierced heart, broken in two, love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that
two interviews I watched on TV that struck me. One, Bret Baier talked to three guys that were part of a 50-man team that went in to rescue the guys that were left and abandoned up on the rooftop and denied support by Obama, Hillary Clinton, and everybody that was involved. And they were interviewing, Bret was interviewing the three guys. And one of the guys was quite husky, probably about 6 foot two to four. And you could see he was kind of strong. And he wore glasses. And if you met him in a supermarket, you wouldn't think twice about him. He was striking. But like, you know, in the hustle of the day, you wouldn't think twice about him. And he was up on that rooftop. And he took the flak jacket off of Ty Hughes, hoping he was still alive. And he felt no heartbeat, shined a flashlight in his eyes, and his pupils didn't dilate. And he said a prayer over him under fire. And then he went to Daugherty, Glenn Daugherty, and he did the same thing, took his flak jacket off. They're up on the roof now, okay? This is the roof that these two guys were on, calling in, laser painting the mortar platoon that was setting up below, okay? And they were giving, they were calling in and identifying that the mortar platoon had been laser painted for F-16s to come in and light them up. And no F-16s came. They were told, stand down. Oh, you don't know that. You can't prove it. Anything that the Democrats say is a lie. I'll take the opposite position. So he took the jacket off of Glenn Daugherty, and he tried the same thing, and they were both gone. And the guy is telling this now to Bret Baier, and he said a prayer over Glenn Daugherty. And Bret Baier said to him, how did it feel? And the guy broke down. He started crying. You know why he was crying? Because he couldn't get there soon enough. That's why he was crying. He probably felt guilty that these guys would be alive if he had moved quicker. That's the dedication that guys like this have. And then, because they were taking fire, they had to throw the bodies off the roof. They had no time to rope them down. They had to throw them off the roof. They were dead. And then they got them out, bodies, and they got them and the bodies out. And they got to the airport, and the third guy was sitting there. He had his whole arm shot up, and the blood was pouring out of his arm. And the plane was more like a Trump-like plane, you know, a Atlantic City Express plane. And the stewardess was getting nervous. He was getting blood all over the seat. But they took off and they got home, and one guy nearly bled out. He just made it. So you can see what these guys went through. And we got politicians that don't know Shiite from Shinola, and they're calling the shots from Washington on what these guys are doing in Libya. You got to be kidding me. You got the commanders down in Florida. Oh yeah, we can run the show from Florida. Oh, another martini, please. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. The other thing I saw, what was the other thing? Oh, this Frank Luntz. Frank Luntz, his name is. He set up Trump on the night he had his show. And he even asked Trump about his relationship with God. Now, Frank Luntz, his relationship with God is watching, what's the name from The View? He played the singing nut, the singing nun. What was her name? Whoopi Goldfarb. Poopy Goldfarb. Yeah, that's his version of talking to God. It's Frank Luntz. Never trust a guy that wears a business suit and with clown shoes. And he tried to get And Fox is also doing subtle sabotage. They're getting a little worried now because they thought they could sort of nip Trump in the bud, you know, with a few innuendos and a few guffaws, but it's not working. And the more that Trump is attacked, and they could say his mother was a hooker, it ain't gonna matter. It ain't gonna matter. Because people know, they know the game now. They know the communist game, assassination by ridicule, using guys like John the Monkey and Communist Central to take down good people, using Saturday Night Live to destroy Sarah Palin, using David Letterman, who said live on TV that he hoped Sarah Palin's little daughter would get raped by A-Rod during a seventh inning stretch at a baseball game. Did anybody call David Letterman to account? Nobody. Because the communists control the media. And they will tell you when to get upset and when not to get upset. So, there's Frank Luntz. And last night he had a survey. You know, he has the audience and he checks their reaction. But he handpicked the anti-Trump people. It's a stag deck. Yeah, you can't prove to me it wasn't a stag deck. Yeah, you ask the fly on the wall, he'll tell you. Yeah, the guy set it all up. And he tried to make it a hit piece on Trump. But nobody's buying it. Now I'm reading blogs and everybody's calling a Luntz a rat and a jerk. So it's obvious to a lot of people, not just me. So having said that, I thought I'd give you some good news. This is recent, 15 minutes ago it came in. The FBI has begun looking into I love it. I remember Godfrey Cambridge used to say, he used to ask his grandmother, Grandma, why are you watching white soap operas? And she said, I love to see the white folk in trouble. And this is the same thing. The white folk are in trouble. The FBI has begun looking into the security of Hillary Clinton's private email setup, contacting in the past week, you ready, a Denver-based technology firm that helped manage the unusual system. I got to stop this right now because something's in my mind. I got to tell you about it. You remember when Obama chose a network to set up a website for Obamacare, and they spent $50 billion to a company that was a friend of Michelle's. One girl up there went to school with Michelle. And this company is up in Canada, and they took $50 billion of American taxpayer money and gave it to a company up in Canada. Why did they give it to a company up in Canada? Harder to trace kickbacks? You bet. That's alleged. I love that word, alleged. If you don't use it, you could be sued. Yeah. Did you know in music, if you change one note on a tune, it's not copyright infringement? Did you know that? A drummer told me that once. But anyway, the FBI last week, contacted in the past week a Denver-based technology firm that helped manage the unusual system. The Washington Post reported on Tuesday, when the Washington Post blows the whistle on you, or the New York Times blows the whistle on you. You know what that's the same as? That's the same as the KGB having an inside man in the FBI for 20 years. And when he came up for retirement, and to go to Russia and collect his KGB pension, the KGB turned him into the FBI so they wouldn't have to pay him the pension. Wonderful when you do business with criminals, isn't it? You never know which way the worm is going to turn. So the FBI last week also contacted Clinton's lawyer, David Kendall, with questions about the security of a thumb drive in his possession that contains copies of work emails Clinton sent during her time as Secretary of SNCC, the Post said. Hillary's finished. The communists don't want her. She can't win. The communists want somebody. Don't put anything past the communists, man. Joseph Stalin sent a guy with an axe to murder Leon Trotsky in Mexico. These people are not beyond criminal intentions. And they could get a Turk to kill a Pope and blame it on the Muslims. These people are very clever. They could put polonium-210 in a whistleblower's tea in London and kill him within a week. Do not underestimate these people. Pray for Obama. Pray for Obama. Because if he outlives his usefulness to the Communist Party, they may make a martyr out of him. Oh, that's so far-fetched. That sounds like a movie. Like the Manchurian Candidate, right? Yeah. Yeah. The Bill Clinton story. I never touched that woman. Yeah. I was only getting a harmonica lesson. Do you know when he was getting that harmonica lesson, the Chinese ambassador called him and they put the call through while he was getting the harmonica lesson? And the Chinese ambassador said, "Mr. Clinton, how are you? How, Hickory? Hi, you busy right now? You want to talk? Oh, you're busy. Oh, Mr. Clinton, you're talking Chinese. Ooh, The government is seeking reassurance about the storage of these materials. Clinton's use of her private email account linked her to a server in her New York home for her work as America's top diplomat came to light in March and drew fire from political opponents who accused the Democratic presidential candidate of sidestepping transparency and record-keeping laws. You want copies of every one of these? You can get them from the Russians, you can get them from the Israelis, you can get them from the Chinese, and you can get them from NSA, but they won't tell you they have them. Oh, we don't have them. Oh, we just found these. Yeah. Oh, here's another 5,000 emails. Yeah. Yeah, can you read them? Can you shred them? Can you unshred them? Yeah. Okay, the government is seeking assurance about the storage of these materials, and we're actively cooperating, Kendall said in a statement. Oh, these guys that look great in jumpsuit suits. I hope Hillary gets a Martha Stewart's furnished bed when she did time in the big house. Maybe change the doilies. A lawyer for the Denver company Platte River Networks declined to comment, as did multiple Justice Department officials. Clinton has said she did not receive any secret information using that account. At this point, the FBI probe is preliminary. Yeah, it took them long enough. I wouldn't want to be waiting for water or ammo from the FBI. Remember when they had the Benghazi thing? It took the FBI 2 weeks, 2 weeks to get to Benghazi. And when they got there, they only rode around the building and left. And a CNN reporter picked up all kinds of documents just laying on the floor. Nick Merrill, a spokesman for Clinton's campaign. Yeah. What is the campaign slogan? If they believe this BS, we can feed them more BS. Yeah. It's a woman's right to choose. What? Choose which documents you get? the server installed in her Chappaqua, New York. You know who bought her house in Chappaqua? The governor of Virginia. You don't think what goes around comes around? A little payback here, a little payback there. Here a bribe, there a bribe, everywhere a bribe, bribe. Terry McAuliffe was the head of the DNC. And the Clintons were broke, and he bought them their house. How they paid him back, I have no idea. But Terry is now governor of Virginia. Virginia's gone, folks. And Obama is seeding the South with refugees from the Middle East. Illegal invaders are from all of Central America. Eventually, you won't hear a Southern accent. It gets finished. There'll be no drawl, y'all. There'll be things like, when we see the moonlight on the Wabash, back home in Indiana. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. You know, I got a job in New York. You know what I do? I teach people. I teach Americans how to speak with a foreign accent so they can blend in their own country. That's where the moonlight on the Wabash comes from. What kind of accent do you need? You need Russian? I love this country. Everything free. I have 19 social security numbers. I have $5 million house on Lake Munchkin next to Reverend Wright. He has $5 million house. Pissing on America. Yeah, on Lake Munchkin. Unbelievable. I go to Sleepy's with ad I take from paper. This is teaching people how to speak with a foreign accent so they blend in New York. I go to Sleepy's with ad from paper. And I walk in and there is the mattress and there is the woman in the ad. And I say to the owner, I buy this woman for $4.99. That's what it says here. And the guy says, only the mattress is for sale. I sue you for false advertising. You show a woman with mattress $4.99. They gave me the woman. I'm going to get the refund next week. I see another woman on mattress. It's unbelievable, man. We're in trouble, real trouble. Kids, I look at my grandkids, man, I shiver. I really shiver. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait till the draft comes back. That's coming. That's coming. This 1% of the nation can't hold the defense of the country together. And think about this. I got drafted at 18. If I had waited to be called by the draft board, people in line in front of me were filling up those calls, and they weren't calling guys until they were 26. So you had an opportunity. You could push up your draft. You go say, hey, I want to go. And they would call you. And we went down in August. We were called in September. Four of us went together. Three went to Germany, one went to Korea. And got the fastest cab ride to Whitehall Street in the history of travel. I guess the cabbie was afraid he was going to get drafted. And I got a greetings from Uncle Sam. I still have it. Greetings from the President of the United States. You are commanded to appear at the 26 Whitehall Street for induction into the U.S. Armed Forces. And I even have the imprint of the subway token that they taped to the... you had no excuse. But we went in the cab. We were big shots. And I thought about it. 18, I went in. Did 2 years in the U.S. Army. Now... And guys that were 26 that got called, they were finished with their active duty at 28. Now you've got a volunteer military who goes in at whatever age and does 20 years. Now, you know that as they get older, they got to get softer jobs. So the military is really not as fit as young guys that are being run through the maze and harassed for 2 years. And what are they learning? They're learning how to be physically fit. They're learning teamwork. They're learning to salute the flag and have respect for our veterans. They're learning they're part of a team. They're learning they're Americans, whether they're from Chicago, whether they're from Montana, that we're all the same. We're American. Well, they learn about the buddy system, the guy on either side of you. That's not being taught in communist cucumber schools. That's not being taught in communist colleges where the professor wears a Mao hat and a Che t-shirt. So we're losing our spirit of America, patriotic identity. And that's why I hear a girl from another generation, when asked, why don't you have respect for the Star Spangled Banner? And she replies, it's only a baseball song. You know, we got a generation. If you thought they jumped out of windows during the stock market crash of 1929, wait till you see who jumps out of windows when we take the first hit. And I believe that the Pentagon already has states with whiteout on them that are going to take hits. They know. They're not going to be looking for bulldozers for mass graves, and they're not going to be looking for bodies. Everybody's going to be too busy. And the draft could come back. And I see these helicopter moms hanging over their kids, afraid, deathly afraid that any harm will come to them. You see a little 8-year-old bat boy, he lost his life. A kid swung a bat and hit him in the head, didn't see him. That happens. That happens. I know a fireman that was riding on a truck going to a call of a kid in the pool, and it was his kid and it was his pool. And he never recovered from that. That happens. You see these people that all got shot in the movie theater, and we got liberals debating on whether or not he should get the death penalty. He should have got the death penalty the day they took the gun out of his hand. But liberals will get you killed, and they'll sell your children's body parts. So the government is seeking assurance about the storage of these materials. At least 4 emails from the account used by Clinton while she was Secretary of State contain classified information, according to a government watchdog. Clinton has said she did not send or receive any information using that account. You don't think she's showing you the ones that could get her in trouble, do you? At this point, the FBI probe is preliminary. And it is focusing. Did you see what that judge did that put a cease and desist order on the people that were exposing Planned Slaughterhood? He told them they couldn't show any more videos. You know, that judge donated $100,000 to the Clinton administration. Did you know he was appointed by the Clintons to that seat? You think he's looking out for justice? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Responsibility for setting up and maintaining the server that handled personal email communications passed through a number of different hands, starting with Vladimir Putin and General Peng. Moshe Dayan Jr. Yeah. Starting with Clinton staffers, well, that means it went to Iran, too. With limited training in computer security and eventually expanding to Platte River. That's terrible, man. This woman is, it's terrible. And they're going to tell you that they know all the nuclear sites of Iran? You got to be kidding me. I'm going to play a tune. I'm dedicating it. I'm out of time. I'm dedicating this to the vets, especially the vets and the victims of 9/11. and the 200 kids that were never identified and put on the plaque with their mothers. That's a crime. That's a crime against humanity. This is for the Latinos who serve. Get out of the Party de la Muerte. It is not your party. It is not your party. Vaya con te fiesta.
Right. fall, help me.